You are listening to 106.1 FM, WSCA, LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for Local Folk, and I'm your host, Steve Carrigan, and I am bringing you the people and events that make Local Folk happen here in the Seacoast area and beyond. That first song was a little hint as to who my guest is tonight, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment, but as you know, I need to let you know about a few very important things, like the weather. Okay, we're all done with that. It's time for Local Folk. And that first tune that I played for you a little while back at the beginning of the show was called Real Tuckermans and also Pot-Bellied Stove. And the fiddle player on that was Ellen Carlson. She is my guest today. I'm very excited to have her on. Hi, Ellen. Nice to have you here.
Steve, hi. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming all the way from Concord to do so.
I did today. I live in Nottingham now, but I
You live in Nottingham now, but you're a fiddle teacher and a fiddle player. And the first time that I met you, just so people know my history with you, was years and years and years ago before I was really involved with folk music. It was probably about 10 years ago when I was trying to, when I was starting to make music, I was making a folk rock album at Todd Jones' studio out. Where is it? It's Barnstead, is it?
Yeah, Stratford.
Stratford. All right. So I was out at Todd Jones' studio, and we desired a fiddle player for certain songs that we were doing, and you came into the studio and played some fiddle on that. Do you even recall that?
I do, actually. I just listened to it two weeks ago, I think it was, cleaning my... That's because I just moved, and we were going through all this stuff, and I saw, there's that Steve Carrigan album.
It was not that bad.
Yeah, you know? It was all right, actually. Good stuff.
Every once in a while, I pull it out, and I go, gee, this is pretty good. I played some of it on here. I mean, obviously, I do different things now, but...
Yeah.
I did really appreciate your contribution to it.
It was fun.
Yeah, and it was a great project to make. So, you know, for the record, anybody that's off, you know, that even if, no matter what it is that they're doing, it's always a good experience to go into the studio and make an album, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now, in this particular album that you just, that you did, that we're talking, well, that we're going to talk about today, you just come out with a new album called People I Play With. And I find it interesting. Is this the first CD that you've made as a soloist?
Yeah, as a soloist. I've been playing for years, and I think I'm on probably 12 other albums of various people and some bands that I've played with. But this is my first solo project, and it's with many people I've already played with and recorded with.
So that's pretty important to you, then, the people that you play with.
Very much so, yeah. It's what keeps me going and inspires me. So I wanted to recognize all those people I play with and show people what I do as a fiddle player.
Okay, excellent. Now, see, I know you're from High Range, but you've been involved in other projects as well?
Yeah, High Range has been kind of the main band I've been with for the past, I think, 12 or more years. But I've also played with some bluegrass bands, country, country rock, country blues, swing band Sweet Hot and Sassy. I still play with every once in a while, it seems to be every holiday season now, but we did some shows this spring too. And I play with Jim Prendergrass, who plays some Irish, and we do some country and old, you know, it's western swing kind of things, and some more Irish and old time with some people over in Peterborough. So
very eclectic.
Yeah, I love music. I just love playing the fiddle of all styles, so many styles. I shouldn't say all styles, but...
Well, is there any particular kind that you don't like to perform, play?
Well, not that I know of yet. I just haven't found... I probably haven't experienced every style that there is out there yet, but...
Keep looking.
Yeah, I am.
Well, let's see. Of course, we have the wonder of the internet. So, by the way, just so my listeners know, Ellen, you know, recorded this the fiddle on this album with me. I didn't see her for a long time, and then, as you know, I do DJing, and I've seen her since. Not only DJing, where we've gone back and forth, where High Range has played the wedding, and then I've DJed it in one way or another. We've done that twice together,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And then I think once. They liked you better. And once they liked you guys, like, a lot better, I think, you know. And the other time, maybe it was a draw, but I don't know. No, we did well both times.
Yeah,
I
think it was good.
Defense.
It worked well, yeah.
We worked well together in that certain sense. We were able to, you know, keep the house rocking or whatever. I just, maybe I always just wish that I was in a band, you know, instead of DJing. No offense, you know. But.
Well, you are now, right? Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I play music and I'm in bands, yep. And I also DJ, and
right.
Here I am on the radio DJing and playing. This is where I really like to play other people's music, because I love to play the music that people bring in to share with me, such as this album that you made, People I Play With. Let me just ask, because I have the internet right in front of me, and it says that you grabbed out of your dad had a closet of instruments.
Right. Yeah, my dad was a musician, you know, a three-chord musician, you could call him. He knew probably three or four, maybe five chords on the guitar, but you can play a lot of music with three or four chords. And so he played, and we had music in the house all the time. His grandfather was a fiddle player, a Swedish fiddle player, and my mother's father played a harmonica, and my uncle, great-uncles played banjo and fife and all these things. So we had a lot of music going on. So anyway, my father kind of just collected instruments, and I was the fourth out of six kids, and my sisters had already taken piano and accordion, and my brother, Daryl, who's on the album with me, played guitar. And so what was in the closet was a banjo and a fiddle.
Oh, okay.
And so I always say I sure didn't want to play banjo, so I picked the fiddle.
You didn't hate the world that much.
I love banjo, actually. But
no, I don't know. I love banjo, too.
Yeah.
I really do. But you said, hey, man, that fiddle, that's for me.
Right. I wanted to play fiddle, and my parents tried to find lessons for me. They said, you should take violin lessons, and I said, no way. And a lot of people still say that, but I said, no way. I don't want to take violin. I had no interest in playing violin, and so they finally found me an old fiddle player from the band that my parents had play at parties in various times, and he didn't really know much about teaching, but he tried to show me some tunes. His name was Frisky.
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 Nice. Yep.
And he showed me, like, Boil Them Cabbage Down, Rubber Dolly, and a few other old tunes, square dance numbers. And then they found another teacher for me also that taught me basically just square dance numbers for a couple of years. And
so please explain, because my audience may or may not know the difference between, you know, you said that you wanted to play fiddle, and they said, well, why don't you play violin instead? Well, they weren't trying to swap the instruments out on you.
No, right. It's the same instrument. It's just the style and that's taught and played, and the basically the repertoire, the music that you're playing. And so I didn't really have an interest in playing Beethoven and Bach. I mean, I learned about that stuff in school. I played instruments in school and certainly liked to play that music with other people in school, but I didn't want to play that on the fiddle.
So you were like, I haven't found any fiddle music that I don't like, but keep that violin away.
No, and I play some classical stuff now when I can, you know, handle it. But it's just at that point in my life, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I wanted to play fiddle. I was inspired by fiddle.
Oh, fiddle's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, was it your family that was playing fiddle that inspired you? Did they have albums or did they, how did it happen that you, because when I was a kid, I heard zero fiddle, you know, I heard zero folk music really.
Well, I grew up in a pretty rural part of Connecticut, northwestern Connecticut, and there was actually a square dance every Friday night in my town. It was a small town of probably 3,000 then, and maybe 5,000 now, and they had a square dance every Friday night, and so we went down there and danced, and I liked the music, and it's the stuff my parents had at their parties and things, and so that's what I wanted to do.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's great, because, you know, my first introduction to square dance was in gym class. I think the gym teacher was like, line up for gym, you know.
No, same thing here, and I didn't like doing it in gym class either, because those darn records were not
those
what I wanted
records.
To hear.
No, those records were not what I wanted to hear, you know, those no hay bales or anything. You don't have any contra dance or square dance music on the CD, do
I do. Ragtime Annie would be considered one of those, I guess, number two.
Hey, can we listen to a
sure.
piece of that?
Yeah.
All right, right on. Okay, here we are. This is Ragtime Annie. Then I'm going to talk about who you're playing with, but we're going to listen to a little piece of this at least here. So, Ellen, this is an example of, would somebody normally be calling this? Is that how it would work? But on the album, it's just done as a tune, or?
Well, you know, I've played a lot of square dances, and I don't think I've ever played this particular tune for a square dance being called, but I played it at a square dance as like an introductory song here. Get ready to dance, get out on the dance floor.
Get ready to dance, set the mood?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's called Ragtime Annie, traditional.
Yep.
And who are the people that you played with on this that are part of the people that you play with?
On this cut or the whole album?
Well, how about this cut?
Okay, so this cut was mostly the guys from High Range, and Steve Roy, who used to be with High Range, also joined us on some great mandolin. And so the High Range is Todd Jones on guitar and Rob Neeland on drums here. It's not normally drums in a square dance band, but Rob's a pretty tasteful player. And then Matt Shipman on guitar and Brendan Dowd on bass. And then, like I said, we added Steve Roy, Mando, on this one.
Very nice.
Yeah.
But it says that you learned a lot from Charlie Pritchard and Alan Frisk. Are they people that you knew, or are they...
Yeah, Alan Frisk was Frisky. He was a...
Oh, that's Frisky.
That's Frisky. Yeah,
I didn't put that together.
He's the guy my parents had known for years. my brother, Bruce, is kind of named after him because his name's Bruce Allen. But then Charlie Pritchard also played with some square dance bands. And yeah, so they were good guys, good players.
Very good. So would you say that this style, we should listen to this, this album and the people that you play with. Let's go back to that Real Tuckermans that I played and Pot-Bellied Stove. Now, what was the inspiration for that set of tunes, actually?
Yeah, so I've been getting together with Joe DeLow. He's a great piano player, jazz pianist, lives in Manchester, but he, or near Manchester, he wanted to get together and play some Canadian fiddle tunes, and so I got together with him and started playing, and he was showing me all the tunes. He's written a lot of music, and so he showed me this Real Tuckermans, and I showed him this Pot-Bellied Stove tune that I wrote, and we kind of put them together into a little set of tunes. Then we added Jim Prendergast, good friend, to play guitar on those, and so that's what the story is behind those.
Very good. So each one of the theme of this CD is that it's all people that you've played with or been inspired to play with. Very similar, to the theme of my show, which is how did you get inspired?
Yeah, right, exactly. And I've been inspired by all these people, plus many, many other people that I could not even include. I mean, just to coordinate this album with the people that I have on here, because I had some people, my friend Kathy came from New York, and I had people coming from Peterborough and people coming from Portsmouth, and so it was, coordinating it all, and it was a little bit tricky. And there's so many other people I've played with that have inspired me that I couldn't include here.
Well, are they in chronological order on the CD, or are they on any kind of order besides odd, just how you like the way that it sounds? Or?
Yeah, I really had to, because there's so many different styles on here. In fact, that was one of the hardest things about the album, was putting it together so it flowed with all the different styles. And I honestly think that I did an okay job with that. It really does flow all right, given that I have some Western swing and folk and Irish and old time and different kind of things going on.
I want to play some more of another track, but I want to just say that this album has not been officially released yet, right?
It's being released this weekend.
This weekend, this mm-hmm. Saturday or Sunday?
Friday. Starting this Friday at the press room in Portsmouth. Yeah.
Oh, starting this Friday at the press room, Friday
that's,
night
that's
after.
That's the big release, yeah.
That's the big.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
is that your phone?
That's my phone. Sorry,
nice.
That's my request.
I like it. Hey, is that one of your? Is that one of your?
No. Sorry.
One of your tunes that's on the album? No. Excellent. Yeah. So it's a show up at the press room, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
What time does it start?
It starts at 9, and it's including many of the people who are on the album. And I got my brother Bruce to come up from Connecticut to play pedal steel, and my other brother Daryl.
And your other brother, Daryl?
My other brother, Daryl. I had to get that in there. You have to be old enough to understand that joke.
Yeah, I know.
And he's playing and singing. He's got a great voice. He's singing on that. And then Jim Prendergast, High Range, Steve Roy will be there.
Steve Roy will be there, who I want to have on this show at some point. But he's eluded me.
He's a fun guy.
Yeah, he definitely is. Archaeologist by day. Fantastic instrumentalist by night, mm-hmm. So this is going to be right at 9 o'clock is when the traditional session that I usually sing at ends,
right?
So that would be an excellent segue, go to the stop in for the session right towards the end, and mm-hmm. then head right on upstairs to hear this CD release party and hear some of this stuff. So we played something that you learned from a contra dance, and also let's listen to something else that you think is in contrast to some of these other tunes that we've already played. Like you mentioned that some have words.
Yeah, so play cut number 5, Too Much. That's a song that I do with my brothers.
Too Much. All
yeah,
right,
my brother Daryl singing.
Nice. Okay. We're going to listen to this track, Too Much, and we will be back in just a minute here on Local Folk right here on WSEA Portsmouth.
1, 2...
Too much working will make your back break. Too much trouble will bring you heartache. Too much gravy will make you fat. Too much rain will ruin your hat. Too much coffee will raise your heart tick. Too much road make you homesick. Too much money will make you lazy. Too much whiskey will drive you crazy. Too much enough, too much just ain't enough. Baby, you're the only thing I do too much of ain't enough. Too much hot rod will get you a ticket. Too much dog will make you kick it. Too much hiding out will find you. Too much you know what will blind you. Too much rich wants will make you hurry. Too much waiting will make you worry. Too much smoking will give you cancer. Too much cocaine ain't the answer. Too much just ain't enough. Too much ain't enough. Baby, you're the only thing I do too much of ain't enough. Too much walking will wear your shoes out. Too much juice, blow your fuse out. Too much Mexican food will fill ya. Too much honky-tonk will kill ya. Too much chip, bruise your shoulder. Too much birthday, make you older. Too much map, always lost me. Too much fun, always cost me. Too much, just ain't enough. Too much, ain't enough. Baby, you're the only thing I do too much of ain't enough. Too much, ain't enough. Too much, just ain't enough. Baby, you're the only thing I do too much of ain't enough.
Right on. That was the track called Too Much, and that's from Ellen Carlson's new CD, People I Play With. And that was her and her family. She's having a CD release, officially releasing this CD in Portsmouth this Friday, right after the traditional Friday Pressum session, except that she actually gets the upstairs. And you'll be able to hear that song, I'm sure, among others, because she just told us that her family is coming down. Now, tell me something. What style of music would that be called? That last song?
Probably Western swingish.
Western swingish?
Yeah.
So do you play that kind of music often?
Well, when I was growing up, I wanted to play in my brother's band. That's kind of what motivated me to practice, and that's the kind of stuff we played back then, along with straight up country music, popular country and old country. And so now I play country now. I do play with a country band, but I do play some old country with Jim on occasion too, Jim Prendergast. So and I still play with my brothers on occasion, except we're kind of spread out a little bit.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they're down in Connecticut. But they're,
one of them is, yeah.
So when you have this thing on Friday, is it going to be, it's going to be a wide variety of different music then, just like the CD?
It is, yeah. It's going to be pretty varied. You know, Jim's going to play some Irish with me, and then we'll get him up there and get the high-range guys up there and do some kind of like acoustic folk original stuff and then some country things. And
So this is not going to be like a traditional gig or whatever. I mean, this is going to be more like...
It's a party, really. It's a party of musicians playing together and having a good time.
See, as a DJ, when I have a party and I'm DJing it, my job is to keep the microphone away from people.
Yeah.
This is like the party where you're just giving them
right, guys.
Turn it up. That's excellent. You know, not only did you record this with a lot of people, I mean, that one was recorded with your brothers, but you recorded it at a lot of different places. One of them was Metal Lark Studio. That's Todd Jones' studio.
Yep.
And that's in Stratford. And that's where I had recorded my Blind Harper album.
Mm-hmm.
You did a little bit at Thundering Sky, looks like.
Yeah, he helped me mix it. Todd's not really running a studio anymore, so I just recorded there. And then Chris really mixed quite a bit of it.
Chris Magruder from Thundering Sky.
Yep.
Did a lot of the mixing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Even though it was recorded all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Cedar House Jerry Putnam?
Yeah, Jerry Putnam, because I had some people coming from, you know, like I said, the Peterborough area, and he lives closer to them. He's got a great studio. Plus, he had a piano that Joe DeLo, we had a piano on there, and so he's got a great piano, so it worked.
This is what I was going to say. Well, I mean, Jerry is known for mastering, isn't he?
Yeah, and he mastered this CD also.
He mastered this CD. Okay, yeah. So I mean, it sounds great. So, yeah. So he's known for that, but he also has a beautiful studio, correct?
Really nice, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently. And then also, you know, our friend Jim Prendergast at Mill Pond Music Studio right here in town as well.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of different things. How long did it take you to make this CD?
Well, it took me about a year, really. A lot of it, you know, we had, you know, snowstorms in there when I've had people coming from New York, and that kind of like delayed them for a couple of weeks, and you know, various things happening. One guy cut his finger and we had to wait. Tim Morey cut his finger and we had to wait to get him back in the studio. So
that's what happens.
Yeah, that's
though.
What happens. Yeah,
cut your finger and then you can't use it,
right?
Hey, I see that also that you had, you got these CDs made through Crooked Cove.
Yep, see, local.
Local
can be, yeah.
I mean, that's excellent because, well, we just did our Christmas CD and we just did a short run of them because that Crooked Cove, they can do like 50 CDs
right.
or like 1,000 CDs or whatever, you know? So,
yeah.
And so that is very local. Boy, that's excellent. So it's not just people you play with, it's people you record with, people you
have. Yeah,
this
much.
Is like, it might as well be called the people in your neighborhood. Hey, this is, it's perfect for this radio station, actually, because it has so many local people and the quality is there as well. This is great. Let's play another cut.
All right. Since it's so darn cold tonight, why don't you play number one, Cold Winters? That's on a High Range album also, but it's a tune I wrote.
So is this something, this is a tune that you wrote, okay, and it's on a High Range album, but this is a different interpretation of it?
No, it's the same one, but I just wanted to include it here. It has Bob Carlin, a pretty famous banjo player on there, and just the High Range guys.
Oh, okay, previously quoted Shoulder to the Wheel, High Range, Bob Carlin with banjo. He's inspirational to you, or he's...
Yeah, he helped us record that album that he's on, so...
Ah, very cool. Hey, here it is, Cold Winters by Ellen Carlson, People I Play With. You are listening to 106.1 FM WSCA LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio. This program is Local Folk, and I am your host, Steve Carrigan, and I am with my guest today, Ellen Carlson, and she has a new CD, People I Play With is the name of it. She's having a CD release party this Friday at the Press Room at 9 o'clock on Friday at the upstairs, and it's going to be a big party. This album is really dedicated to the people that she has played with over the years and the people that have inspired her. And also, she's used a ton of the local community to get this whole thing done, which is also great, too. And I'm going to get right back to it in a minute. But I do have to just let you know that programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Seacoast Growers Association, presenting farmers markets in the Seacoast region for 32 years with local produce, meats, prepared foods, garden plants, and handcrafted goods. SeacoastGrowers.org. All right, I should probably let you know that if you're going to go out and vote tomorrow, which I would suggest that you do, that there's a lot of different places to do it. I'm not going to read all the places. I'll tell you what, in The Wire, if you pick up The Wire, there's a list of polling places. If I went through it all, it'd be all over the place. I'm just going to say that I live in Kittery, and in case you don't know, in Kittery, Maine, they took the old school, they moved the kids out, they made it really nice, and now we all get to vote in this really nice place. So, I wonder if the people in Kittery are going to want us to re-vote in for the people that voted to make that happen. I don't know. Hey, look at what we did here. All right, Ellen, we're back.
All right.
We are back. Hey, do you have something on here from the Hot and Sassy? What is Hot and Sassy, anyways?
Sweet Hot and Sassy. It was a trio that I played with in the, in the 80s, when I first moved up to New Hampshire, and I was working at an art center up north, and I was looking for someone to play with, and I saw an advertisement at the vintage fret shop for someone who could sing and play an instrument as lead instrument. And so Val Blatchley and Mary McGuire were looking for someone to do just all female, three-part, kind of Andrews Sisters, 40s swingish, folkyish. And so we started this band that played for quite a long time, and we still get back together again and play, and yeah, so Sweet Hot and Sassy was the name.
Andrew Sisters.
That kind of stuff,
did they do, like, I don't even remember, like the Boogie Woogie?
Boogie Woogie,
Bugle,
yeah.
Boy
in the
Mood, whatever.
Yeah,
in
things
the mood.
Like that, yeah. And so actually Cut 3 is a tune that they did.
That you did. By the way, I didn't even know that you sang.
Yeah, see, I like to sing. I just, I have a hard time remembering words. So I don't sing a whole pile, but yeah, I do sing.
Okay, I'm gonna make a lyric book for you.
I know I have one. Just
now, I'm gonna make one, and then the next time that you come out and play fiddle,
yeah,
if you care to, you can sing along.
No, all right,
you have a great voice.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you harmonize on the fly?
Oh, pretty much. Yeah, that's what I learned a lot with playing with Sweet Hot and Sassy, because we sang three part harmony all the time, and I was mainly a harmony singer. Although back in Nagasaki, the tune on the album is me singing lead, but mostly I sang harmony.
Back in Nagasaki, huh?
Yeah, when you have a brother like Daryl who sings so well, I sang a lot of harmony growing up.
how did you learn that, though? Was it just playing in a band? See, this is something, like, I don't know how to sing a harmony. I mean, I try, and my wife would tell you it's horrible. I'm trying to learn.
And you have a great voice. I find that hard to believe, actually, because you sing awesome. I played in choirs in school and stuff like
choirs.
That in church. Yeah,
did you sing in church?
I did sing in church, yeah, and I sang in school, and I also played with my brother since I was 13, and
I used to sing in church choir, you know.
Yeah,
and
it's good training ground. Yeah,
it is well you know, the sight reading is, I go to church sometimes now, and as much as I can, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. But you're sitting there singing, and there are all these old songs that are like, you know, and smote thee, that, you know, whatever, or mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What it is. I mean, some of them are really nice, but sometimes mm-hmm. you're reading it going, what?
Well, I know.
Especially these
who
old
wrote
songs
that? I know.
Are you just, what are you trying to say here? Yeah. You know, and then you're like, amen. And you're like, what is going on here? And then you're like, I hope they get to the sermon quick, because that's usually, you know, at least modern. This is weird, you know. But you learn how to like do things like sight read. And right. I mean, you learn how to do all kinds of things. So right now I'm just working on like sight reading. But, mm-hmm. you know, maybe that's something that was part of what you, that you grew up with, the sight reading,
oh,
and
yeah.
then the choruses, yep. and then mm-hmm. the singing, and then eventually the harmonies and whatever else. Okay, so, you know, you really grew up with this kind of music. But did you listen to rock and all that too, or was it like...
Oh yeah, actually I was a big Southern rock fan actually when I was growing up. Marshall Tucker and the Allman Brothers, and that's the kind of stuff I was really into. And then I heard New Grass Revival, and that kind of inspired me, Vassar Clements, and so. But I loved playing Irish music when I was younger too. So I love music. Just love music.
This is. I can't wait to hear. I'm especially excited now to hear this track right here, "Back in Nagasaki," which is "Sweet, Hot and Sassy," which was the wait a minute, I'm sorry. And you played with the award-winning country. Oh, okay, this is the Blue Hill Kickers. We'll get to them later. This is Sweet, Hot, and Sassy.
Yeah.
Back to Nagasaki. Nagasaki.
Hot ginger and dynamite. There's nothing like that at night. Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot him back in a wiki-wiki-wacky-woo. The way they can entertain would hurry a hurricane. Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot him back in a wiki-wiki-wacky-woo. Fujiyama, forget your mama, then your troubles increase. Sports, it's some pagoda, she orders soda, Hershey's milkshakes, 10 cents a piece. They hug and kiss at night, magical boys, it's worth that price. Back in Nagasaki, where the fellas shoot the baggy and the wiggle wiki wacky woo.
Fellas chew tobacco. What do the women do? They wiki wacky.
Wiki wacky woo, yeah. Just, I want to make sure people know that was written in 1928, before World War II.
Before World War II. Okay, so they weren't going back to Nagasaki. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
and then they went back, and it wasn't quite like that. Well.
But it's a fun little song.
I like it. Well, it rhymes with tobacco. I mean, they couldn't have been back in Tokyo tobacco. They'd have to think of something else. No.
Yeah.
Hey. That sounds great, and yet back then, because I haven't listened to a lot of that type of music, would they have that kind of fiddle playing in a song like that as well?
Well, you know, the Andrews Sisters didn't play with a fiddle player, so we kind of had a folky approach to the Andrews Sisters, but there certainly was a lot of swing and blues violin happening. A lot of people aren't aware of that, but there were some great swing and blues players, Joe Venuti, Stuff Smith, and all the Mississippi Sheiks were a great blues band from back then. So, and I love studying that kind of stuff. I just love studying styles of music, so.
How would you, if somebody wanted to, well, when you say study a style, do you mean sit and listen and try to play it, or do you mean, how do you study?
Yeah, well, I try to study how it's played, yeah. So I do, for example, I wanted to learn more about playing Western swing, so Paul Anastasio, a guy who played with the sleep at the wheel and knows a lot of Western swing. I played with Merle Haggard. He was coming out here, so I invited him to come to my house. He stayed at my house for 3 days, and I studied with him about the Western swing. And I also played it for many years when I was younger.
Well, that's one way to do it. Well, I find someone that I really like and invite them over.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, you go to all these, like I've been to Fiddle Hell. I just taught at Fiddle Hell down in Massachusetts, and there's all kinds of fiddlers there who are teaching Irish style fiddling and old time style fiddling and jazz swing. And so I go and I sit and listen to people who are really learning, you know.
You ever try to fuse them?
Oh, well, it kind of happens, I think. It just happens because, you know, you got all these things happening, all these different styles of just, you know.
Do you ever play with, like, straight old-timey people, and then you're playing something else, and you're like, whoa, that was, like, an Irish-y thing that I just did there or whatever it is, and then people are like, what was that? That was awesome.
Yeah, well, yes, I've had that happen, and also that like, you know, the look that's not... You know, that swing style doesn't fit in this Irish, you know, thing or whatever. So, you know, I'm not a purist by any means, but I do certainly respect that. I just, like I said, I just like playing music. And this album is just kind of like me playing what I like. You know, I did a couple Irish tunes that probably wouldn't normally be put together. And I just wanted to pick two of my favorite Irish tunes and put them together and play them.
So. Which ones are those on here?
The Black Rogue and Buttermilk Mary.
The Black Rogue and Buttermilk Mary. Let's just give everyone a little taste of those, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. We can chat while we're listening to that. A lot straighter of a, you're playing it a lot straighter, so to speak.
Yeah, and this tune too, Black Rogue, I'm approaching it a little bit more like Martin Hayes might than some other Irish players.
Okay.
So it's pretty laid back version of the tune itself.
Okay, is it sometimes?
It's a little bit more peppy. Like, so now I go into this more peppy tune, Buttermilk Mary.
Buttermilk Mary.
For me, yeah.
If Buttermilk Mary was a sad song, I would be a sad tune. I would be. Utterly surprised. Let's just listen to this for just one moment. See, that's the problem with having tunes that you don't know the name of.
Because,
you know, I would have listened to this, go, oh, this is a nice tune. But knowing that it's called Buttermilk Mary, of course, I can't help but think about churning buttermilk or something.
I know.
Yeah, now it's in my head, so. There's going to be some kind of dance that goes along with that as well. Okay, yeah, but certainly in contrast to the, I would say that this, between the back in Nagasaki and this Irish stuff, I mean, those are almost, would you say that those are sort of the opposite ends of the spectrum on this album, or?
Yeah, you know, and then I have that, you know, pedal steel in there on some of those other cuts that my brother Bruce plays, and so that gives you a total another dimension. So, and that's kind of what I'm going to be doing on Friday.
This Friday.
As well as I'm playing in Barrington at the Nimbo Golf Course on Sunday, November 18th from 6 to 8. So.
Okay, so in November, what do you have for upcoming gigs? You have this Friday.
This Friday, yeah, at the Press Room. And then I have a few others, like I'm doing one of them in Tilton and stuff, but... probably nobody up down here will be going heading up there.
Maybe. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you'll get like rabid followers after this press room thing on Friday.
Yeah. So I'm playing November 17th in Tilton at the beautiful old Grange Hall that they just restored. And then on the 18th at Nippo Golf Course. And then on November 24th, I'm playing up at the Flying Monkey.
The Flying Monkey?
With a bunch of other bands in Plymouth. Yeah.
What's the Flying Monkey?
It's a big facility, a big hall up in Plymouth, New Hampshire, owned by the Common Man that puts on big, big concerts.
Oh.
Pretty big name people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So this thing on the 24th is a benefit for a music scholarship that in memory of Bruce Allen Downing. It's called the Bad Jam.
Huh.
So.
Well, that sounds great. Well, yeah. You know, if people probably... I mean, where can we find out? Well, you have ellencarlson.com.
Yeah.
Okay, www.ellencarlson.com, ellencarlson.com. Is that the best place to get info?
Pretty much. I don't have all of my concerts listed there. I don't think the Flying Monkey's listed. I got to get on the stick and get that on there.
Yeah, you better get on that.
I'm not the best with my computer things.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Facebook,
you play the. A lot of people are like, "Do you have it? You have a Facebook?
I have Facebook,
setup as well,
but I'm not good with that either. And I'd rather play music than be on the computer.
I'd rather play music. I just want people to come see it, though. You know, so it's like, you know, it's like, what do you do? I mean, how much time are you supposed to spend on the computer or whatever, not playing music? You know,
it's very
frustrating. Anyways, but I would suggest to all you people that are not us, of course, but for all my listeners to log on to ellencarlson.com. Also, hey, you know what? If you want to re-listen to this interview, it will be posted on my website, Stephen Carrigan. .com. There's a tab for local folk, and I keep all the episodes on there. I haven't missed one yet, except for last week. I finally got wiped out because of that hurricane that hit New Jersey. Stopped us here because the electricity went out at my house. I just have to tell you something, just real quick, right? Everything's fine. It doesn't look like it's going to be that bad of a, you know, a storm or whatever. And all of a sudden, my electricity goes out at 3 p.m. I'm like, oh, well, you know, typical. So I get all the stuff out, and it's well into the next night before the people show up to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been by 2 or 3 times. And when I was talking to the guy, he's like, you know, we really lucked out because Kittery only had 4 branches down, unlike other towns, right? I'm sitting there thinking to myself. What took you so long? 4 branches? What if there was 5? I'd have been out for a week.
Yeah.
You know? This wasn't even that big of a branch. Sorry, Kittery, you know? So your secret is well known now. 4 branches. It takes about 9 hours.
Cleaning up everybody else, probably.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, you know what? You're probably right. They probably will. See that? No, that's the positive way to look for it. They're helping their neighbor. They're like, we're okay. We only have 4 down. We'll go help the other guys. But I missed it last week anyway. So, but otherwise, StephenCarrigan.com. And, you know, usually I do a musical calendar or something like that. But I think that, well, I don't know. I mean, besides, well, if you... Well, I think Friday night is really the ultimate thing that needs to happen. I think people should get out and go to Friday night. If you want to hear some traditional music, stop by before Ellen's CD release party for a little bit anyways.
Yeah, and I'm not teaching lessons that night, so maybe I'll come over to the Irish thing too.
Hey, that's not bad. Yeah. Yeah, that's
not
a bad idea.
I'm usually free on Friday afternoons, but I will be this time. So.
Yeah, so you could session for like... A little bit.
Just to get warmed up, yeah.
Just to get warmed up a little bit. And people can warm up with a little spirits,
exactly.
Okay? And then you can head on upstairs for the party, all right?
Yep.
For the party with this CD. And we have a few more minutes. I'd love to share with some people a few more, at least one more track and probably another one to leave with. But are there any on here that you'd like to share a story about or... And I'm putting you on the stone. I'm like,
I
don't know. They all have a story. I mean, that's the problem, right?
Yeah, well you can play it just for another different style. I love Kate Wolf. I've always been a Kate Wolf fan. I know a million people have recorded this cut, but I just love the song, and High Range does a great job with it. It's called Across the Great Divide, track 8.
All right, Across the Great Divide, Kate Wolf. Kate Wolf is, well, let's listen to it, and then we'll talk in just a minute here on Local Folk.
Thank you.
I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. I've been sifting dusty books and faded papers to tell a story I used to know, which was one that happened so long ago. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Softly as the night was falling, with a question and I replied, but he's gone across the borderline. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide. Night and the break of day, it's when the darkness rolls away. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction. It's gone away in yesterday. Now I find myself on the mountainside, where the rivers change direction across the Great Divide.
That was great. That was Across the Great Divide, written by Kate Wolfe, but performed by Ellen Carlson. Ellen, I'm learning a lot about you today, and I'm really happy to do so. I mean, this the album is really eclectic, and I didn't even know you could sing before you walked in here. I thought it was going to be a fiddle album. And, you know, also, as we're sitting there going, I'm sorry, I'm just looking at this. We have to get going in about 2 seconds, but I just said your old the Wagoneers band made it big at the Kent Fireman's Fair. All right, your band broke up due to other realistic goals, and you went to business school instead.
Business school, and then I taught middle school math for 15 years.
Middle school math for 15 years.
And now I'm just playing music, and that was another reason why I just came out with the album, just to let people know what I'm up to these days. And, you know, if people want to hire a fiddle player.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, definitely. Well, go to ellencarlson.com, okay? And you all out there can have your realistic goals. And Ellen See, now in retrospect, doesn't it seem funny that now you're a professional musician?
Yeah, and I wish I had done it years ago, honestly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, stop by on Friday. Well, you'll be there, obviously. Ellen will be there, but you, my listeners, please stop in on Friday night. Listen to this great eclectic music by Ellen Carlson and all kinds of other people that are going to be there. It's going to be a great party on Friday night at the press room, 9 o'clock. Also stop by ellencarlson.com. And we're going to play one more track to lead you out of Local Folk On. And what is the name of that?
It's A Gal with the Boots from Colorado, when I wrote track number 11.
All right, folks, we're going to leave you with that and look forward to it. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, and we'll see you all next week on Local Folk.
I drove up in my Jeep, it was early evening. She was leaving, but somehow I caught her eye. She went back in to dance, it turned into romance, and even I danced with her in style. That gal in her boots from Colorado, she turned my head not once but twice. The blue eyes that caught mine, the swing step that was so fine. I've been dancing with that gal every night. We talked for a while about motorcycles and how this club scene was not our thing. When they played some swing, my heart began to sing. Now that gal is wearing my ring. That gal in her boots from Colorado, she turned my head not once but twice. The blue eyes that caught mine, the swing step that was so fine. I've been dancing with that gal every night. Now you see, I have two left feet. I get dizzy.